This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in this hour, and so is John Rappaport. We're going to have an update on where Alex is. He's going to be speaking in Toronto. He ran into some issues with his passport, but he is still going to be able to make that speaking engagement. He's also going to be joining us to talk about the divide and conquer strategies that we see playing out in the streets of Ferguson and St. Louis. We have an article up on Infowars.com, Black Lives Matter invades Central West End, busts out car lights, beats pedestrians. So we have the video of that, as well as them shouting, "It's time for war. Let the war start." That's what they're trying to do, is to create a race war, a divide and conquer. So we have our government, as they see economic situations deteriorating nationally and internationally, they're trying to create wars nationally and internationally at the same time. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about this case of a couple of illegal aliens torturing other illegal aliens. They were actually human smuggling. They were bringing people into the country, and that's all they were charged with. They weren't charged with any of the violent crimes because, of course, they're illegal aliens. So we don't really come after them to the full extent of the law. But look at this story coming out of Australia. There they have immigrants. They have immigrant processing center that's come under a lot of criticism for the conditions, the treatment of people there. It's the Nauru Immigrant Processing Center. And now they have testimony that points to the guards at this immigration center openly talking about waterboarding. They say they witnessed inmates coughing up water as they were leaving guarded tents. So there's stories that are now breaking that the Australian Immigration Center is actually torturing immigrants as they come in. How do we get to this point in the West? How do our societies get to the point where this type of thing can happen? Well, look at what's going on with Planned Parenthood. Look at what's going on with the removal of informed consent across the board. And that's what we're going to be talking to John Rappaport about when he joins us in the next segment. Throwing on the floor, shredding up all ideas of informed consent, of medical ethics. Of course, we even have a candidate who is a surgeon, Ben Carson, who supports mandatory vaccines. We had the Nuremberg Code to address that, to say that we're not going to experiment on people. We're not going to compel people to have medical treatments without their informed consent. That is the path to the kinds of abuses that we've seen at the Tuskegee Institute and the Nazi prison camps. We don't want that to happen as a society. But there's no respect anymore for the individual, for individual liberty, for ethics. And we can see this no place better than in these Planned Parenthood expose videos. This latest one that came out yesterday, to sum it up, this is a WND article. "So you know there are times when the procedure is done that the heart is still beating." That's a quote from this latest video. That's from Ben Van Handel, the executive director of Novogenics Labs, that works with Planned Parenthood to take organs from the bodies of infants terminated through abortion and resell them. So that's the Novogenics Lab. There's also a testimony from Holly O'Donnell, a former blood and tissue procurement technician for STEM Express. She says, "You want to see something cool?" She says, one of her supervisors told us. She said, she taps the heart and it starts beating. She says, "I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this fetus and its heart is beating and I don't know what to think." Yeah, Hillary Clinton doesn't know what to think either. When she corrected Jeb Bush for using the term anchor babies, a lot of people said, "Well, maybe you should just call it a clump of anchor cells, because you can't find anything wrong when they're taking babies who are alive with their heart still beating." We have the GIF and the article and the video that you can see at Infowars.com of a child on the table, moving its arm, moving its leg, and they're going to dissect it alive. That's the state of our medical ethics. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk to John Rappaport about vaccines, because that's a part of it as well.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brace, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining us now is John Rappaport. We're going to go to him in just a moment. I want to let you know before we do that we have Super Male Vitality back at the InfoWars Life Store. Super Male Vitality is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a product that we've had out of stock now for several weeks. It's something that will help your body as it goes under a hormonal attack. It's time to fight back, and you can do that very well with Super Male Vitality. Our Ultra Strength Super Male Vitality formula has hundreds of five-star reviews. Let me read one of those to you right now. This is from Ryan, the realtor in Spokane, Washington. He says, "What a great product. I'm 41 years old. I feel like I'm 21 again." He says, "This product helps me live a healthy, active lifestyle. I've lost 8 pounds in 3 weeks taking the product. Thank you." I would suggest that you go to our site, go to InfoWarsLife.com, take a look at the reviews. We have hundreds of them there for Super Male Vitality as well as other products. See what it's done for other people. See what it can do for you. Give it a try right now. It is back in stock again. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, joining us now is John Rappaport. His website is No More Fake News. He's worked as a freelance investigative reporter for over 30 years. We carry a lot of his stories at InfoWars.com. One of them was back at the end of July talking about Congressman Bill Posey, who on July 29th, before Congress went on recess, was making a point about the CDC whistleblower, Bill Thompson, and saying, we've got all these documents, but nobody is paying attention to them. And at that point, he just starts throwing the documents in the trash can to make the point. Still, no mainstream media coverage of that. Joining us now is John Rappaport. Welcome, John.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, so tell us about this. We were just talking in the last break about the callousness of the American public to what's going on with the Planned Parenthood videos. We see in Australia, we've got guards there at an immigration camp that have been waterboarding immigrants that have fled into their country. I mean, we're seeing this kind of callousness towards the individual that is just absolutely amazing. And a big part of this, of course, is the mandatory vaccine movement that is going across the United States, and it's also an international movement, to deny our fundamental human rights of informed consent.
You mentioned Bill Posey, Congressman, on July 29th. This was an incredible moment, really, if people would recognize it. He stood up on the floor of Congress, and he read a statement from William Thompson, who is a longtime lead scientist at the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, in which Thompson states, for the record, that in a 2004 study of the MMR vaccine, he and his colleagues cooked the data, fabricated the study in order to give a free pass to the MMR vaccine and claim that it had no connection to autism, when, of course, it actually did. And the new revelation in the statement that Congressman Posey read, direct from whistleblower Thompson, was Thompson saying, my colleagues and I were in a room. We brought in these documents from the study that we were doing on the MMR vaccine. We looked through all the documents, and we decided which ones to throw out. And we hauled a big garbage can into the room, and we threw those documents away. We disposed of them. This is incredible. I mean, you know, this is, talk about fake science and destruction of the population because of hiding the connection of the vaccine to autism. And yet, barely a murmur from major media. Nothing.
Yeah, because all we hear from major from mainstream media is that there is no connection to autism from vaccines. They keep repeating that over and over again because, of course, they get about 75% of their funding from pharmaceutical companies, and they don't want people to ask questions about the safety, let alone the efficacy of these vaccines. They have immunity because of a law that was passed back in 1986. They can't be sued because of damage that they do to people because of vaccines. Nobody asks why they needed to have that. Nobody asks why we would be mandated to have something that they have legal to take vaccines for which they have absolutely no legal responsibility if they damage people with those things.
I can tell you that behind this Thompson scandal, there's a lot more that is to be unearthed at the CDC that has to do with vaccines. And the failure of the Congress to investigate or the Department of Justice to make arrests and so on and so forth, which is, of course, typical, covers up that scandal. Because in the study that Thompson was talking about in 2004, two of his colleagues, who he states, you know, were throwing documents into the garbage can, two of his colleagues on that study, Colleen Boyle and Frank DiStefano, were not just authors of a study. They have major executive positions at the CDC in the area of vaccine safety. So their involvement in this throws scandal, conspiracy, cover-up over the entire CDC and everything they say about vaccines. Everything they say should be now considered as fraudulent.
Reading, John, from your article here, one of the things that you point out that William Posey read on the House floor, a statement from Dr. Thompson. He says, because I, as Dr. Thompson, assumed that destroying the documents was illegal and would violate both FOIA and Department of Justice requests, I kept hard copies of all the documents in my office, and I retained all associated computer files. I believe we intentionally withheld controversial findings from the final draft of the pediatrics paper. So here we have someone who actually is kept this information instead of destroying it like Hillary Clinton or destroying it like the heads of the CDC. These were the people who were destroying those documents. He kept hard copies of it. He talked to others about it. What is going to happen now at this point with Dr. Thompson? I had heard at some point that he might testify before Congress. Do you know what the status of that is?
Yes, he's willing, he says, to testify before Congress, but that means that you've got to have a hearing. Somebody's got to arrange that, a committee hearing, and as of right now, there is no determination or willpower to put on such a hearing, at which he would be, you know, the prime number one testifier. I mean, this would now take it into the public spotlight if they had a hearing. So from everything I'm hearing, there is no investigation plan, and therefore Thompson is going to stay silent because he has gone on the record and said that he will not speak with reporters. He'll only speak to government. That means we have nothing except the statements that have been read out by Congressman Posey, and we also have taped conversations of telephone calls between Thompson and Andrew Wakefield and Brian Hooker, in which Thompson even goes further in talking about the dangers of mercury in vaccines and how there's still mercury in vaccines, and this is extremely destructive to children's brains and so forth and so on. So we have all of this boiling below the surface, but no mainstream outlet, news outlet, is willing to cover it in the way it should be covered. And so there is no pressure on the Congress to hold a hearing.
Well, the mainstream media seems to have a vested interest in trying to cover this up as well. And, of course, we have across the nation, we have state initiatives that would force us to take vaccines, even though we know a lot of these vaccines have questionable safety issues with them. And we don't know what's going to happen in the future. These vaccines can change, and we would still be required to take anything that that medical authorities or pharmaceutical companies decide to put on the list of mandatory things that we all have to take in order to participate in society, or we get relegated to a ghettoized existence. That's what's happening everywhere. And, of course, there's also a national bill that has been proposed by someone in Congress that would do the same thing at a national level because they've been turned back at several of the states. Texas turned it back, even though California passed that mandatory vaccination bill.
Yes, a couple things here. One is California right now is mandating the MMR vaccine, which, as Thompson states, has been shown to have a connection to autism. So right now, the entire legislature of California and Governor Jerry Brown are acting directly to damage the brains of children by permitting that vaccine to be on the schedule and then mandating it for all public and private school children in California. I mean, that's a gigantic crime. The other thing is, and this came straight out of a New York Times article, and I wrote a piece about this a few weeks ago, the next generation of vaccines is going to be synthetic genes that are enclosed in viruses and injected into the body. Supposedly, underline that word, these genes would induce protection against various diseases. But the bottom line on this, and it's readily admitted by the researchers, is that injecting these synthetic genes into humans would permanently alter the DNA makeup of the human beings into which they're injected.
Yeah.
So this is what is on the horizon now. I mean, this is devastating news, and it's coming down the pipeline, that is.
Well, of course, a lot of people will remember about a year and a half ago, there were announcements maybe 2 years ago that the pharmaceutical companies weren't really going to focus anymore on antibiotics. They were going to put all their focus on vaccines. And now this whole thing has gradually played out as they move from all these other drugs for which they have legal liability if they harm people. They're gradually moving everything, making every treatment a vaccine. And once they take away our informed consent, as you point out, they can put up all kinds of novel, experimental, and potentially extremely dangerous plagues into the system. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We're talking to John Rappaport.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined by a report from Alex Jones. In the next segment, he's going to update us on his speaking engagement tomorrow in Toronto. That's why Alex is not here today. He's traveling on his way to Toronto to speak. He's going to update us on that, as well as he wanted to weigh in on this story coming out of St. Louis that we have up on Infowars.com. Black Lives Matter mob invades central west end of St. Louis, busts out car lights, beats pedestrians, and chants, "We're ready for war." That's the kind of divide and conquer balkanization that we see being pushed by our government. We certainly understand that's one of the reasons why they are incentivizing the open borders, is to create another point of divide and conquer. Of course, John Rappaport has spoken about this. He's our guest this hour. He is an investigative journalist for over 30 years, and he has lectured extensively about who runs the world and what can we do about it. I want to talk to John now about his article, The Program to Erase the Individual. We're talking about our government erasing our individual rights in terms of informed consent. But he pointed out in this article recently, he says, the individual is now considered to be either A, a criminal by definition, or B, a member of a group defined solely by ethnicity, color, religion, gender. We're losing the concept of the individual, and that's why we're losing the concept of individual rights, isn't it, John?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, David, this is a complete overall operation, the purpose of which is to make people think that they have no power as individuals. They have no individuality. They have no uniqueness. They have no creativity. They have no rationality. That all that they are is what they are as part of a group, some group. And that group will always be pitted against other groups, as you say, divide and conquer. That's the strategy behind all of this, chaos and then bringing in order. So in the process, what happens is the individual is ground down into thinking that he or she doesn't matter, has no, not only no rights, no freedom, no power, but nothing really to say, nothing to contribute.
I think, John, when we're talking about, just as we're in the last segment, talking about the loss of informed consent, we see that being sold as herd immunity. And that's kind of a herd mentality to say, well, it really doesn't, the individual really doesn't matter in this vaccination debate because it's the group that matters. The individual means nothing. So we have this overriding group, and then within that, we've got all these different competing groups, and those are the only things that matter. The individual doesn't matter whatsoever.
Yeah, so you see, it's like a trap. You belong to this group or that group or this group or that group, and you pick your group and you form your allegiance. And then time passes and you forget that you're an individual. The whole process of history over the last three or four centuries can be viewed as the struggle between, you know, the rulers and individual freedom. And now this is all being thrown away. All of this is being cast aside as some kind of a delusion, a fantasy. Well, some people thought this was all about the individual, but really it's all about the collective. And the government is going to lead us into a new era of peace and utopia and so forth, because we are now all together. We are now a collective. This is a propaganda, and it's diabolical. And the effect of it is that it makes many, many, many individuals forget their own selves, their own uniqueness, their own power, which is the purpose, or was the purpose, of all liberation struggles throughout history, and now has been turned around backwards 180 degrees.
And, you know, it's very easy for them to do that, because all they have to do, if they make the group the overriding concern of everyone, then even though everyone is feeling that they themselves are losing something, that they're being controlled, they're being repressed, they think, well, okay, but that doesn't matter because I'm just an individual. It's the group that matters, and I guess this is for the overall good. That's the way it's sold to everybody. John, when I look at this thing, the Black Lives Matter movement, and of course we know that Soros has been funding the leaders of that. We've had documents that show that he's funding the leadership of that. They're focusing on just one group as if only their lives matter. And I understand that there's more police brutality problems in that community, but it seems to me they would understand that if they made this an individual problem that affected people of all races, they would see that they would have a solution. We'll talk about that more when we come back. Right after the break, we're going to have a report from Alex Jones updating us on where he is, the speech tomorrow, as well as weighing in on this divide and conquer strategy. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 5.56 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with some important breaking news and analysis. But first, I want to put an alert out to all the great folks that are set to hear me speak with George Norrie and others at the Queen Elizabeth Theater in Toronto, Canada tomorrow. My assistant, my nanny, went on vacation in Colorado. And when I'd gotten back from Europe a few weeks ago covering what was happening there, I laid my passport on my desk and I said, please put this with the kids' passports in the safe. But she was putting some other documents in her purse to be taken to the mailbox. And she left it in there. So this morning at about 7 a.m., I went to get my passport out, get dressed, pack my bag to fly out at 10 in the morning. And it wasn't there. Well, needless to say, I tore the house apart. She was asleep in Colorado, wouldn't answer the phone. So I'm basically shell-shocked from that. But finally found out that she had the passport, and she's apologizing profusely, and she's done a great job for a long time, so I forgive her. But let me tell you, that said, it's not a car wreck. Nobody's dead. Nobody's got cancer, so it's a great thing. And I was going to just call George Norrie and apologize and say, you know what, it's just too much. I don't think I can probably get the passport. She's out in the mountains by Vail camping. And I thought, you know what, there's thousands and thousands of people coming to hear me speak and hang out with George Norrie, whose events this is. Plus, I love George. So it's like the Blues Brothers or something. We're on a mission from God. I am flying to Denver. She's going to drive in with the passport. And then I'm going to land at like 3 o'clock in Toronto. And then that gives me 3 hours to get out of customs and get to the event and be part of it. That said, I've been around Europe, around the world, Latin America, you name it. I've never seen customs as bad as Canada. I mean, it was in the newspapers in 2006 at Bilderberg. George Norrie covered it. In fact, he helped go on the air and talk about it, and that's one reason they got me out. I was there for 16 hours, 15 hours, and them saying, we're going to arrest you. How dare you come cover Bilderberg? Canadians are great people, but their customs are well known to be really harassing. And I hear American customs harasses Canadians now when they're clearly Canadian citizens. So it's just ridiculous. It's how Ron Paul says these walls are built to keep us in, not to keep the illegals out. I was watching all the foreigners, you name it, people that didn't even have proper visas just come into Canada. But if you clearly are there on business or are legitimate, they harass you. That's why we need to go after the incentives of hiring some of these folks, and we need to go after the incentives of the corporations that are actually lobbying for more cheap labor to drive down wages. But I'm about to go get on an airplane and fly to Denver, and they got direct flights. It's the biggest airport in the U.S. into Toronto. There's no flights this evening that I could get in on by the time I get to Denver, or I'd go in tonight. So I know there's a pucker factor for George Norrie and Tom Danhauser and the rest of his great crew, because they really put on a professional show. But I'm going to be there. Knock on wood. These direct flights are rarely late, so there shouldn't be a problem. We'll see what's going to happen there in Toronto. Now, let's shift gears out of this. Cross our fingers. And you can find out more at George Norrie Live, his website. Let's shift gears into the really, really serious news now, and then I'll throw it back to David Knight and the rest of the great InfoWars.com crew here in Austin, Texas. I'm still in Austin. Let's go to InfoWars.com and look at some of these videos that we're going to be talking about and discussing, and then David can play some of these videos for you today. Video: cop slams old man to the concrete for singing in public. This is like the cop we saw 2 weeks ago that walks over with a gun because the guy's filming in public and basically threatens him. This is what's wrong with police. This is what happens in third world countries and in totalitarian countries, authoritarian systems. And the fact that some departments are hiring people and then protecting them when they act like this is a serious crisis, because then total confidence is lost in local government, which is exactly what the globalists want. So things devolve locally, and then all power goes to the central government. It weakens the nation. It allows tyranny to come to the front even faster. And the good news is, I saw an article just a few days ago showing the numbers, record amounts of cops being indicted, record amounts being fired when they attack people for no reason or shoot people for no reason. So the truth is, law enforcement is trying to become peace officers again, and the good people in there really do get it. And because of the exposure of the police state that we've spearheaded and others have spearheaded, it's being reversed now. That's why George Soros and others and Clinton are coming in trying to hype up all these thug mobs to go out and attack police and others to delegitimize serious demonstrators that want reform and don't want globalization, federalization of police. And then when thugs go out and attack cops for no reason, that legitimizes the police state and the globalists win. This video is powerful. Now let me go over some more of these headlines that are really, really important that I was just mentioning. Look at these crowds and watch this video that's up on InfoWars.com from Gateway Pundit. Black Lives Matter mob invades Central West Inn, bust out car lights, beats up pedestrians because they're white. And a lot of the thugs that are out there are white thugs. They're just criminals, black, white, Hispanic, who want to put hoods on their heads and go out and attack people and engage in criminal activity because the police raided somebody's house and they pulled a gun on them, reportedly. Meanwhile, a little black girl, the same day in the town, got shot by black on black, and it's a non-issue because it doesn't feed into the narrative of race war that the globalists are pushing. And there's a powerful rant by this lady that I'm going to play on the show after I leave. Epic rant goes viral. Police brutality? How about black brutality? 90% or more, depending on the state, 87, 93, it varies. The national average is about 90% of crime against blacks is black on black. Everybody knows that. And it's just ignored when it happens. Why is it hyped up when it's white on black? Why, when cops shoot a white person in a questionable thing, it's not even a news item. Even the New York Times admits that. But it is when a black person gets killed. It's because this is racial identity politics. It's all about the perception that somebody's under attack. And then people start acting aggressively and acting angry and upset, and that plays into the narrative. But this lady really, really, really lays it all out, and I want to salute her for what she's exposed. Now, finally, speaking of this balkanization, this divide and conquer, this liberation theology, Pope Francis has encouraged the illegal immigration of the U.S., says those opposed to it should seek God's forgiveness, close quote. I think the Vatican, one of the richest institutions in the world, in Vatican City in Rome then, should open its doors to anyone that wants to climb over the gates and climb over its big walls and climb over its big fences. And we can show you some of that footage we shot there 2 weeks ago. And that unlimited amounts, billions of people worldwide want wealth. They should just have people come in and live in the treasury and live in the papal throne rooms and just in the giant facility and just fill the church. That's what churches are supposed to be for. Get rid of all the armed guards around it. And stop the sin of having a wall. Stop the sin of having security. Stop the sin of having all that wealth of those helicopters and the Swiss guard. And stop the sin of your announcement that you have diplomatic immunity and are above the law and are the total sovereign on the earth and have the keys to heaven and hell. I thought Christ had those. Oh, but you say he gave them to you. Okay, whatever. Then it's time, Mr. So-called communist that wants global carbon taxes and world government, it's time for you to open up your borders to all the Vatican resources, all the Vatican facilities around the world, some of the biggest landowners on the planet. But no, you're a big, fat, stinking hypocrite, and you make me sick. And I know a lot of good Catholic people. Now, I've never bashed Catholics because I think the fruits of a lot of what Catholics have done have been good. But let me tell you, there's no doubt with what you're doing. Where are you on the abortion? Where are you on abortion gate? Where are you on all the babies being dissected? Oh, you told us. You said over and over again, stop obsessing on abortion. It's sick. And you're a hypocrite. And you are absolutely anathema to what the Bible says and what it stands for. But you get your liberation theology that Jesus was a communist, Jesus was a socialist. It's sickening. So give up your wealth. Open up all your facilities around the world to the poor. You say you are your own sovereign nation, and that you choose who can come in and who can go. You have no right as a sovereign nation, just like America doesn't, to have borders. We will let people in, and you will pay for it. And if 10 times that come in, you can't pay for it, doesn't matter. You will pay for it. You'll give everybody what you've got. In fact, under your direction, Catholics worldwide, even if they're poor, should give everything on, you know, they have a way to just whoever climbs over their fence, including their children, because we do give our children up to have them dissected, their body parts sold. Why don't you speak about veterans being put on no treat death list and the real evils going on? No, you just sit there and pose, just like Rachel Maddow, just like Bill Clinton, just like Barack Obama, and act like you're a humanitarian. When you're a hardcore social engineer for the megabanks and the Vatican's been totally taken over by blackmail, see Men, the London Guardian, for all the pedophilia, and you are the globalist guy they've put in there now to complete the takeover of the Vatican and turn it into a total engine of world government and total domination, and it's shameful. And now he's going to come here the 24th of September and lecture Congress about opening our borders. They've said they are. How sick, a foreign leader of a foreign sovereign government who keeps its borders completely tight and controlled and is totally greedy and hands out almost no aid, worse than the Clinton Foundation, and then you're going to lecture us. Why don't you go back to your gated armored fortress, you hypocrite?
and get down on your knees to all those idols and all that loot you've got in there. It looks like a Las Vegas was scooped up and vomited into there. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. I'm Canada bound, but from the West, from Denver, going to get my passport. How wacky is that? InfoWars.com. If you're watching or listening, you are the resistance.
Okay, so Alex is having quite a day. He's got to go to Denver to get his passport before he can go to Toronto, but he will be in Toronto to speak tomorrow. So all those people who are expecting to see him, he will still be there. He will go to the ends of the earth to make that date. We're also talking to John Rappaport. We have John Rappaport on the line with us now, and we were talking to him about efforts to erase the individual. And again, quoting from what he's written, he says the individual is now considered to either be a criminal by definition or a member of a group defined by ethnicity, color, religion, that sort of thing. Going back to that first definition, a criminal by definition, that's what the government considers individuals. But you remember the debate, the first Fox debate, where there was a back and forth between Chris Christie and Rand Paul? And Chris Christie said, we have to look at everybody's information. We have to do dragnet surveillance of all the American people. Otherwise, how will we know that you're not a terrorist? You understand what's behind that. In Chris Christie's mind, in the mind of those who run the American government right now, everyone is a criminal, and you have to prove that you're innocent. I mean, that's the whole point of what we go through at the TSA all the time, isn't it, John?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I have to chip in on something that Alex was talking about, just writing a piece on that now about the Vatican. The Vatican thrives, as the Roman Church has thrived for centuries, in conditions of extreme crisis, poverty, chaos. They know that. That's where they live. That's where they themselves prosper the most.
Yes.
If they can turn history back to that, where you have whole nations overcome and unable to deal with, say, floods of immigrants moving in and so forth and other many other situations of dire crisis. That's what they want. All of statements of the Pope to the contrary are complete baloney. There's nothing humanitarian about this at all, because part of the globalist takeover is reducing nations to a state of utter dependence, chaos, helplessness, and poverty. And that's where the church has always shown. That's where they come to the fore. They know how to exist in the middle of chaos. This is when people, the population is so desperate that they grasp at any straws, and the Roman church is there waiting for them. That's what they do. That's how they operate. That's what they're all about. It's in times of prosperity and great optimism that the church recedes, and so they will do anything in their power to keep that from happening, and that's their whole objective. That's what they're doing here.
Of course, so, that's what is behind the open borders as well, is that socialist agenda to take down the country, take it down economically. I mean, we had social scientists, Cloward and Piven, saying that we have to step up the welfare state. We have to increase it exponentially so we can take the economy down. Then people will turn to us. We can remake the society in the way that we want to do it. And part of what the Pope is wanting to do is to set up a global governance. That's what the climate change agenda that he has there is about as well.
Absolutely. And again, to what Alex was saying, the church has untold trillions of dollars worth of assets. So where are they allowing immigration on an unlimited basis within their own church's borders? I'm not just talking about little sanctuaries here and there and individual priests that genuinely want to help the poor. I'm talking about a global program to say, here are all of our assets. We have trillions upon trillions of dollars worth of art and objects and manuscripts and so forth. And we're going to sell all of this off because we're going to open up great swaths of land that we control and welcome in the poor. That's not happening at all. The Pope is doing none of that. That's not on their agenda. He just wants everybody else to do that, to throw the world into chaos, because that's when the Roman Church triumphs. That's what they're all about.
Absolutely. And when we look at the burgeoning police state that's happening here, in that article that I talked about earlier in the show, we are the government, tactics for taking down the police state. in that article, we read from over-criminalization and surveillance to militarized police and private prisons, it's money that drives a police state. Of course it's money that drives a police state. And as we have this increasingly violent police state, as we have the prohibition state that's being driven by the war on drugs, people increasingly and futilely, John, turn to the government to protect them. That's why I think 70% of the people are supporting a wall at the border, thinking that somehow building a medieval wall is going to protect them from criminals when they don't address the root causes of what's happening with this. And, of course, the root causes are it makes money for businesses to import workers into this country. They can lower their wages. It serves the agenda of the socialist government that wants to make everybody dependent on them. It makes them more powerful. And, of course, it's going to be something that a lot of companies are going to make a lot of money running what's going to really be a high-tech control grid, like I was talking about earlier in the program, what we can see already happening in Israel.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, for a long time, we've heard this kind of slogan or motto, piece of propaganda, that the prosperous nations were going to raise up the poor in poverty-stricken nations. And that was an idea, but it was never real. The whole idea was to just absolutely exploit, take over, and decimate those countries, and then allow immigration to flow anywhere it flows, because the real objective, which would have been a good idea, to raise up people in the countries where they live and to get rid of local tin pot dictators.
Hang on right there. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking to John Rappaport. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. In 1996, John started the Great Boycott against eight corporate chemical giants, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Bayer, and others. Of course, that still continues, but he understands that at the bottom of all of this is the economics. What is taking away the rights of the individual is also serving the bottom line of the corporations. We see that in the agendas that they're pushing for mandatory vaccines. We've seen it in the mandatory insurance policies that we're forced to buy through Obamacare. We're going to go back to John in just one moment. Before we do, I just want to let you know about a sale that we have for a limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 30% off Silver Bullet. And if you buy two, you get two free. So that's 50% off with a buy two, get two free if you want to go that route. It's a good time to stock up on it. We have it in stock. It's always going to be there for you. It doesn't expire. So while it's on sale, it's a good time to add it to your preparedness package. It's a 30 parts per million concentration of silver, colloidal silver. It's in a base of pure deionized water. That's why so many people get it for their preparedness package, and you can get that right now, 30% off a single bottle, or you can get two bottles and get two free. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Well, John, as we've been talking about the individual and the erasing of the individual, and I was talking about the dangers of having a massive new police force to handle the problem of open borders without recognizing that we're incentivizing the people to come in here. We're not going to be able to stop them by force if we continue to incentivize them. If the government does it, if the businesses do it, we're going to continue to have people come in here no matter how much of a police state we set up. I think it's interesting looking back at what's happened in Israel. I think it's kind of a beta test for this. Hewlett Packard is a good example of, like, these chemical companies that you're talking about, the kind of crony capitalism that we see behind this kind of police state. When they pass their national security laws, when they pass their biometric tests for people coming and going into the country, when they set up all of these walls that run throughout the occupied territories, they did that in the dead of night. They didn't let the press cover it. They didn't have any discussion about it. They did it in the dead of night, just as we see the indefinite detention being passed here in the dead of night. That's the way these things always roll out, but there's always corporations making money behind that. When we look at the process and how it ran out, they had all these different bids out for different companies to run this biometric tracking. And over again, the only one that made it through any of the processes was Hewlett-Packard. And at one point, the Ministry of Finance said, this is corrupt. We're going to start this whole process over again. They did it and still got the same result. So when you've got an inside track, you're going to come out on top. And that's really what's driving a lot of this, is the crony capitalism. But, of course, we lose our freedom in the process.
Sure. Look at who's getting the contracts to the private prisons. Look who's making money off the so-called war on drugs as a major reason for keeping the borders open. I mean, you're talking about the Sinaloa drug cartel in Mexico. You're talking about gangs in the United States who are basically mules for drugs from coming up through Mexico, Sinaloa. You have the case of Niebla in Chicago, a major player in the Sinaloa cartel, whose lawyer had evidence that the cartel had signed an agreement with the DEA, the government of the United States, to allow clean drug routes for heroin and cocaine to come up in the United States all the way to Chicago, central hub. This is all business. It's business and money.
Oh, yeah. El Chapo even had his own private window at HSBC where he could launder his money. That's how bad it is. Thank you so much for joining us, John Rappaport. And again, you can find his work at NoMoreFakeNews.com. That's it for our news broadcast. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.